won Best Actor. Which film would John Wayne have won Best Actor for? And there's one in particular. It was 1970. John Wayne won for True Grit. Robert De Niro, he won Best Actor in 1981 for Raging Bull. And indeed, Tom Hanks, he only won it once, Best Actor. He certainly won it for Forrest Gump in 1995. Let me speak to a man who knows far more about this than I would ever know. James King. James, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed, James. What should we be looking out for this weekend, James?
Well, there's a very good film called Patriots Day out this weekend, actually, starring Mark Wahlberg, which is very sensitive retelling of the Boston Marathon bombing that happened 2013. Really powerful film. That's not an Oscar nominee, but it's the kind of film you could imagine being one, because it's, you know, serious stuff. That's worth seeing. And then, of course, if you want something lighter and you haven't seen some of the big Oscar favourites of this year, you could, I certainly recommend something like La La Land. I know everyone's been talking about it for the last few weeks, but if you fancy a musical, if you fancy something a bit lighter, I love that film.
Yeah, James, interesting the answer you gave me to the question, which of course was the question I asked you, but maybe I didn't phrase it the way that I meant to. What should we be looking out for at the Oscars this weekend in terms of the big winners? La La Land, obviously.
Yeah, La La Land I think will do well. I think that something like Moonlight will do well, which is a very tender, sensitive story about a friendship, two guys over many years. And you look at the supporting actor categories, for example, Naomi Harris, brilliant British actor, stands a very good chance of winning Best Supporting Actress for that. There's also a film called Manchester by the Sea with Casey Affleck, again, another tough but heart-wrenching drama that's well worth seeing, but also I think will do well at the Oscars this weekend. So La La Land goes in as the favourite, but I think there are some serious dramas in there as well that will do pretty good.
There's been controversy about the Oscars in the past. Will they get through it this weekend without any?
I seriously doubt it. I think that there are a lot of people who will use the platform of being on the stage and having a huge audience. What is it? Something like 70 million people around the world to make their feelings known about certain things. I think it's probably going to be the most political Oscars we've seen for a while. And, you know, even at the BAFTAs a few weeks ago, it was. So certainly I'm expecting that to happen in LA on Sunday.
And is it still the night of nights, the event on the worldwide calendar?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, it's the awards season at the moment, so there are lots of awards happening. Golden Globes happened at the beginning of the year, BAFTAs, like I mentioned, you had the Grammys last week. So there are lots of them around. But Oscars almost feels like the finale, the climax to the whole season. And it is still the most glamorous. It's still the most talked about. The red carpet is still where all the photographers are trying to get pictures, you know. So, yes, it's still top of the tree.
And the film industry generally booming, obviously booming in Hollywood. And we've got a great affection for it here in Northern Ireland. We've got the new film studios that are being built out at the Loch Shore. There's a considerable drive towards the making of movies and being employed in the film industry. There's a serious buzz in this neck of the woods.
That's great to hear. And I think there is generally, not movie industry, but also TV as well, because of what's happened with people watching online and different companies moving into TV production. It's not just the traditional old TV format anymore. There does seem to be more being made than ever. And more really good stuff being made as well. I think we're in a bit of a golden age.
I believe Craig Ball's with you, am I right?
He certainly is. On Britain's Got Talent fame.
Hello.
Craig, how are you, fella? How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm very well. I presume you could answer me in a number of different voices. You know, how many of those movie stars do you do?
There's quite a selection, actually. I've ended up doing about 7 or 8 in the cut and stuff. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah, I'm going to get you to do some, because I'm going to set you a challenge. I'm going to ask you to do 3 for me separately,
yeah.
Okay? And you just do them, and then we're going to play them again on the programme, and people could win a prize by simply working out who you've been doing. But how did you get so involved in it? How did you get that skill that was so evident on Britain's Got Talent?
I'd say very young age, I used to listen to audio tapes where they'd read the stories and they'd do the voices. In fact, Philip Schofield was one of the story readers that I used to listen to. But it stems from watching cartoons such as Family Guy and The Simpsons, and just, I don't know how it came about. I guess I'm an only child, so I used to talk to myself a lot in my room. But yeah, I just figured it out randomly one day that I could impersonate loads of different people.
And did you have a particular hero? Because when I was growing up, I used to think Mike Yarwood was brilliant, but that shows how old I am. Who would have been floating your boat?
So for me, Seth MacFarlane is my major idol.
he's the guy behind Family Guy.
Yeah, he's the creator of Family Guy. He's the maker of Ted, A Million Ways to Die in the West. He's an incredible voice actor. But I mean, with the impressions, what I've done with BT is we've put a little clip together of the award-winning films, and you can find that at bt.com/awardseason.
So we can see all your
Yeah,
all your
you
best
can
impressions.
See like a bit more than just okay. The three that I'm doing today.
Well, lads, I'll tell you what, we will look at that. We'll go. What's the website again? Give us that again.
So it's bt.com/awardseason.
Okay, we'll see you up there. Right, Craig, I just want you to do three for me. We're going to record these now. Now, it's a squeaky telephone line. You talk about putting a fella under pressure. But let's go across and see who's in Hollywood. Who's there? Good morning.
Morning. My mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Anyone else?
This is good. I like this. You know.
I wanted to leave a pause for them.
No, I like the pause. The editor particularly liked the pause, yeah. If you don't mind me saying. Yeah, so, and who's that beside you?
Well, I guess you could show me the money. Show me the money!
You do them well, fella. I was hoping to challenge people here. My goodness me, everyone's going to get 2 out of 2. And is there somebody else there?
I'm a long-time listener to U105. Massive fan of Frank Mitchell. I think he's the best presenter in the whole of the UK and Northern Ireland. So if you can guess me, then I guess you're going to win a prize.
You know, you even have political correctness in how you're trying to describe the UK and Northern Ireland. I love it. So who else do you particularly like doing? You know, what? Give me a bit of spiel from a few other people who, whether they're international stars or not, that really float your boat.
So I'd say, for me, Stewie Griffin is like one of my favourite characters, probably the first impression I ever did. That's from Family Guy again. He's the sort of baby that was based on, his voice is based on Rex Harrison, which is quite funny. So he's this baby with this very mature, posh-sounding voice, and he's like, "Hey, Stepman, do you think you could move out the way? You're blocking the sun." But I think from our list as well, we've got J.K. Simmons from Whiplash with the rushing and dragging scene, which is an amazing scene. And if you get the chance, watch Whiplash, but very deep and gravelly, like rushing or rushing or dragging. Was I rushing or dragging? And then we've Up. If you've seen the film Up, it's a lovely animation film. Very heart-wrenching beginning, but it turns out to be a very lovely film. And I do. Hi there, my name is Doug. My master made this collar for me so I could talk. It's the Doug from Up.
Do you get a sore throat after all of these?
The only ones I would usually get a sore throat would be people like Cuba Gooding Jr., where you have to put a bit of gravel behind there.
Yeah.
And also Chris Rock as well.
And do you do any politicians?
Probably not very well. Maybe Donald Trump, but that would be a very poor impression.
Listen, it's one to work on, fella. It's one to work on.
Yeah.
There might be some money in that one.
There's a future there. There's a future for you anyway. There's a present and a future, Craig. Very, very skilled. James, good speaking to you.
Yeah.